John, how are you?
I'm fine, Tony, especially with a little warming trend in front of us.
Well, how about that?
That's really good.
How about that? 30s next week, and we may see 40 degrees on Friday.
And we deserve it, don't we?
And you know what's going to happen? It's going to flood everything, and we're going to be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, well.
John, a couple stories have really you know, that you read them and they upset you and they scare you. The story about the accident in Meridian Township where three teens have lost their lives and someone with young children, that always puts a lump in your gut.
Oh,
and then the story that you have in today's paper titled No One Stopping at Accident Scene Stuns Father. I read that and I just shook my head and I had to get you on the program.
Yeah, this is, as you mentioned, it's a story of a bad accident in a fairly busy intersection in the middle of the day in Lansing, and nobody stopping to help or to inquire or to serve as a witness to the police to let them know what happened, and the father of one of the girls involved in the accident, who just happens to be a state police sergeant, was a little surprised by this and perplexed, and was genuinely curious to know whether he was just sort of expecting too much from people. Are people just too busy these days to stop and get involved in these things?
John, I can remember an accident that me and my family came by on Grand River about halfway between Williamston and Okemos, and I didn't want to stop because I didn't want my kids to see it. It looked like it was going to be a bad scene, but we parked up the road, and I went over and tried to help this lady, and you could tell she was already gone. And here we have a situation with an accident in broad daylight happening on Michigan Avenue in Hosner with an 18-year-old girl. It was a serious accident, 3:40 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Traffic all around, and nobody stops.
Yeah, there are all sorts of theories on it. I mean, maybe just, people are just in their own little track, and they just don't have time to stop. I mean, it's a busy life, and people are, pressed to the limit, and everybody's got a million things to do, and I don't know, maybe that's just the state of our society today.
Tell me a little bit about that young lady. Is she okay?
Yeah, there was nobody injured. Both cars were totaled. Fortunately, the lack of participation by the public did not, lead to any sort of delay in what could have been vital medical help or anything like that. So that really wasn't the issue. It was just an issue. The question is, what obligation do we have as fellow citizens to participate in the misfortunes of others? And I guess that's what it boils down to.
John, we've talked with you in the past about college students and bridge cards. The state legislation is trying to do something about that.
Yeah.
And you write about that in your column today.
Yes, actually, it was my column yesterday.
But you mentioned it a little bit today.
Today?
Yeah, in today's column, it talks about disappointed college students who feel.
Oh, okay. Yes, you're right. The second part of the column.
Right, right.
Excuse me. Yeah, the issue here, I think, is that they say now, okay, from now on, only kids who can demonstrate true need will get the assistance. Well, the implication of that is that heretofore, kids have not been required to demonstrate true need. And so, as a taxpayer, as I wrote, if that doesn't make your blood boil, I don't know what would. I mean, so they were passing out bridge cards to students who didn't demonstrate true need. I mean, that just kind of boggles the mind.
Also, before I let you go, John, I got a chuckle in reading on your blog. I saw a story somewhere online a few days ago about a report, a study that says drinking diet soda, diet pop is not good for you.
Yeah, no, did you say soda?
I found that funny, John, because I'm someone, I've lived all around the country. I was born in New York, lived in L.A., spent time in Atlanta, Georgia, and Houston, Texas. In Texas, they call pop or soda soda water.
Yeah, or even somebody wrote me today from Atlanta. I posted on my blog saying that they call it all Coke. and you go into a restaurant and you order a Coke, and they say, what kind of Coke? do you want 7-Up? Do you want Dr. Pepper?
so you've got a problem with pop or soda. What's it called now?
It's pop.
I want to get
Michigan. In Michigan, it's pop.
And leave the soda out of it.
Exactly.
What are you going to be working on for Saturday and Sunday?
Well, I'm still sort of looking over the possibilities right now. I'm not really sure.
All right. Well, we look forward to it. Thanks for your time, and
okay,
we'll talk with you soon.
Okay.